You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
What are the various ways that people can reach out to us, Mr. Jer?
Mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link up top. Or one of the spots that we monitor all morning long is our very, very fun Facebook page. Just search Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
This note came in on Facebook from Emma. I love that name, Emma. And she starts by saying, hi, boys. Missed you last week. Well, isn't that sweet?
Oh, thanks, Emma.
We did have, well, if Josh put them in, we were supposed to be playing the best of Dom and Jeremy last week. Mm. I'm assuming those aired.
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe Josh just kept his feet up. I don't know.
Yeah. Most likely.
Emma brings up something. She goes, missed you last week. And she says, I went to my first Thanksgiving at my boyfriend's parents' house. I met all of his family. There were about 15 people who showed up. It was a little overwhelming, but it was okay. I want to jump in here. That is one of those rites of passage, and it's it's like a landmark moment in a relationship. There are a variety of landmark moments. There's when you meet the parents. There's, you know, traveling together for the first time. But I'm going to throw this in as well. Going to a Thanksgiving or Christmas at the other person's family's house.
I always hated that. You're going to be on, like, on your best behavior. You got to watch what you say. The whole thing is awkward. You're answering a bunch of questions you don't want to answer.
What Emma's about to bring up here is something that maybe goes overlooked when people talk about, you know, the landmark moment of meeting family is to, for the first time, see your love's dynamic with their family.
Yeah.
Right? Because you know how they are around you, but you've never really seen them in, I don't know, it's like
the family setting. Yeah, how they're interacting with their parents and siblings and pets and grandma.
So we're going to open up the phones on Emma's note here because she writes, here's what I found a little weird. At one point, my boyfriend, he's 29, sat on the couch with his sister watching something on TV. But they were cuddling. He was on the end of the couch, and she was lying with her head up on his shoulder, and his arm was around her, and they stayed like that for at least half an hour. She writes, I mean, they were cuddling. Every once in a while, he would bend down and kiss her on her forehead.
What?
Emma says, I kept going back and forth between, quote, this is really sweet, to, quote, this is really weird.
What?
She adds, I'm willing to admit that I might be the weird one here, but is brother-sister cuddling really a thing?
Cuddle alert.
Should I play
that? Whatever. Oh, it's chilly.
Uh-huh.
A cuddle alert has been issued.
Come here, brother.
Oh.
Okay, sister.
Oh. Oh. Cuddle alert. Oh.
You're hogging all the blankets, brother.
She goes, I'm willing to admit that I might be the weird one here, but is brother-sister cuddling really a thing? Thanks for reading this. I love your show.
Aw, Emma. Hug it out, girl.
So
it's a thing. Of course it's a thing. Siblings can be like that, hanging on the couch, kind of leaning up against each other, you know, whatever. I don't personally do that with my sister.
Well, I was going to ask how...
I try to touch her as little as possible.
How...
Honestly.
Yeah, but you're...
But a lot of families are really, really, really close. You
right.
Know? And that's like nothing. I mean, they're just... It's sibling love, you know? But the kissing on the forehead's a little much.
Well, I mean, that's affectionate.
That's affection. At least he wasn't kissing her on the lips, I guess.
Okay, so I was going to say that everybody's got these people in their family. Like, my oldest sister is a mouth kisser.
Mm-hmm.
And she has tried my entire adult life to get me, and I won't do it. I mean, I will wait in the last second. I'll turn to the cheek toward her, and I'm
why?
Not going to.
How come? It's your sister.
I know it's my sister, and I know that a lot of people listen, and they're like, oh, Dom, you're so repressed.
Give her a little peck, man.
You know, show some affection. Well, I give her a hug, and I kiss her on the cheek and stuff like that. I'm not a mouth kisser with my family.
It's like she's not going to stop trying, though.
She has not stopped trying.
What you should do is just go all in. Next time she does it, grab the back of her head, go in and just tongue
dip her.
Kiss.
Do a dip.
Tickle her tonsils, man. And see if that stops
Say,
it.
Here,
this is
been
what you've been wanting
for
all these years. You got it.
Yeah, so... But enough about me. Let's talk about Emma's
enough
boyfriend.
Enough of Dom's sister. I don't know where to fall on this. Because like she said, I see the sweet aspect of this.
Yeah.
They're just hanging out. They're brother and sister. But why wasn't he cuddling with her, the girlfriend? Why wasn't he
sitting
with her?
You know, that's one thing that we don't know is what their cuddle style is. But he's obviously showing that he is a cuddler. So I'm sure that Emma's getting her share.
Let's open this up. We got to talk about this.
Well, we're opening up the phones right now to find out from our listeners. Is this, she wants to, essentially what she's asking is this sweet or is this kind of
creepy
and weird?
Yeah.
Although I tend to think that people default to the word creepy way too often these days.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I think they jump into that whole, oh, that's creepy. And we're too quick to do that.
Snuggling with your sister on the corner of the couch, kissing her forehead. Sorry, that's a little creepy. That is something you would file in the creepy camp.
I don't.
Come on.
I don't think so.
I'm against it.
Planting a little kiss on his sister's forehead is not creepy. You are just a little repressed,
I love
I think.
The Thanksgiving Day Parade, don't you? I love you, sister.
Why are you making this so weird? It's a beautiful thing. I'm suddenly on the boyfriend, so now I don't do this with my sisters.
No.
But I think if I saw a family, because let's also face it, there are different cultures.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Right? And
yes,
in some cultures,
absolutely.
You know, families are much closer than they are in Jeremy's white bread Littleton family. So who knows what this culture
is like. We don't know.
Like.
We don't know the culture aspect. I mean, I have my very dear friend is Surat. They're Sri Lankan, and he still calls his parents mommy and daddy. And that is just a cultural thing. That's how close they are. It's mommy and daddy.
Listen, we're going to open up phones, but I want to take one call before we go to break because somebody already wants to sound off on this. It is it's Marley. Marley, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, good Thanksgiving, guys.
Yeah, well, right on.
So what do you think about Emma's boyfriend?
I got to agree with Emma. It's totally weird. My boyfriend's pretty cuddly with his sister. We've been dating for like 4 years now. Still not used to it because I come from three sisters, so we rather punch each other when we see each other.
Sure.
We are not a cuddly, cozy family. So I got to be with Emma. It's definitely weird.
Do you see any sort of like sweet aspect to it though? I mean, it's
no.
Are you a little jealous
no.
that you can't do that with your sisters?
It's not jealous because like we'll go out and like people think that they're dating rather than me and him because they're like. It's just like it's weird. I don't know. Like, I had to tell him one time. I was like, I don't know if this is me, but, like, it's a little weird. And he, like, took it well, but he was like, that's just what our family is. So I was like, okay.
Let me ask you, are you in, by nature, are you a, like, a cuddly slash public display of affection slash hold hands? I mean, is that you or is that all kind of alien to you?
It's, like, me, but around, like, certain people, like, my friends, but, like, not my family. Like my family's very like very not kissly and cuddly in public. It's kind of just like yeah
you're just hanging out.
See, I think Marley, this is what this is going to come down to. It's just people's differences in the way they were raised. I think that is all this is going to be.
Don't
because
you think
there are
a
families.
Line needs to be drawn somewhere though. Does he kiss her, Marley?
No, he doesn't kiss her. So I think if he kissed her, I'd be like, okay, that is the line that we're done.
Yeah. All right.
I'm glad you called us, and I appreciate you listening. Have a great day, okay?
Kisses.
Thank you, too. I love the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we love you back. Thank you.
I'd give you a hug, but it would weird you out, I think.
Lines are open.
Come here, sis.
Oh, shut up.
Come here. You're my girl.
We got a note from Emma. Says that she got her first dose of her boyfriend's family's dynamics. She went to his parents' house. There were like 15 people there. And he says his her boyfriend and his sister, the two of them cuddle. And she's like, I'm willing to admit that I might be the weird one here, but is brother-sister cuddling really a thing?
Well, then he kissed her. Kissed her on the forehead.
Well, he gave her a peck on the forehead. I mean, that's...
Jan wrote in on her Facebook. She says, I kiss my brother on the lips every time I see him. Doesn't mean we're sleeping together. It's just the form of affection we choose to express our sibling love. We come from a long line of family kissers.
Right.
Jer, quit being so puckered. Jan.
Yeah, that's my word for you. Kanda says, I think it's super sweet. My boyfriend is that way with his family, including both of his sisters. They mouth kiss, they hug, and I've even seen him hold hands with a sister. Kanda says, doesn't bother me a bit. I wish I did come from a family like that. My family was a bunch of cold fish who never even hugged each other, although I would have liked it.
Aww.
Yeah. So there you go. So she's hooking up with someone who at least is going to give her the affection that she's been starved for her whole life. Here's a quick call from Susan. Susan, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hello.
So what do you think about the brother-sister cuddling?
Well, my niece and nephew are like that, and my niece sits on my nephew's lap and all sorts of stuff, and I think it's weird.
Okay. So you're like Jeremy.
You should go tell him to stop it, Susan. Just go over there and shove her off. Say, stop it. You're making me uncomfortable.
Don't you appreciate the affection that a family can have for each other, though?
I think it crosses the line.
Does he rub her back while she's sitting on his knee?
Okay, that's
like,
enough.
See, this is...
No, I think it's more her than him, but he puts up with it.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just weird.
Well,
it is a little weird.
People are different, Susan. People are different.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Susan.
Thank you for calling our show. We appreciate you listening. We're just going to have to leave it at that. I think it's just... It could be cultural, and B, it's just that families are all different. It depends on how you're raised.
And that's why I don't really want to say anymore because of the cultural thing. I mean, it's
right.
It's a big
and we don't know.
We don't know.